I finally got this fellow and had a long talk with him, and I was not able to do very much. I pressed him for a 60-day extension, and he wouldn't go. So finally I pressed him on a 30-day extension, which would give us a little breathing room, with a right of either side to option out of it within 24 hours, which of course would be meaningless. So he finally said that he would give that some consideration. They're going into a meeting in the Commodore Hotel with these institute employers. And he said that he would consider that depending on their attitude. Now, I when I got through with him, I talked to Bill Waits and got Waits up to Simkin about this. And then I also got Waits up to Paul Hall, who's been working on this up the other end. And I'm just hopeful. I mean, there's no guarantee, but I'm hopeful that we may be able to get that, and that would at least give us some breathing room. We could do something within the 30 days. Mm-hmm. But that's where it stands now, Mr.
Good. Well, that's good, George. What are we going to have to do to satisfy him on that consideration?
Well, of course, he claims that they have not considered his economic demands, and they have not given him any offer and so on and so forth. Now, of course, that may be technically true, but my information is that they've indicated that they're ready to meet his economic demands if they can settle this question of who's going to be the impartial arbitrator under the contract. You see, they claim that the employer claims the impartial arbitrator is no longer impartial. He's under control of Lee Pressman. You see, Lee Pressman, you remember Lee Pressman?
Oh, he's dangerous, though.
The old goddamn commie. He's the lawyer for this union, you know.
And George, you know,
He's the real fly in the ointment here. It isn't Calhoun as much as it's Pressman. Well, anyway, if we could get him to hold this thing up for 30 days, why, maybe we could do something on that in the meantime.
Are they making any restudy of your maritime policy?
Oh, yes. We got a committee working on that, a three-man committee, and working with, of course, with Connors over there in that Commerce Department.
Does Connor treat you reasonably?
Well, so far, I would say that he has, and
I told him very much I wanted it to. I said, now, I don't want you all to be fighting labor, and I don't want labor to be fighting you, and that's why I had you over when he sworn in.
So they got a three-man committee, a fellow from my office, Lane, and St. Short from the employers in the West Coast, and Teddy Keel from the public, and they're ready to submit a recommendation on the whole idea of, you know, maintaining a merchant marine here. And that recommendation, I believe, will be in within a few days. In fact, it's already in to Connors, but the committee, the whole committee, I don't think has met on it yet. But we're working on that, and of course, that would perhaps help us in the long run.
George, I'm real worried about what these commies are doing.
Yeah.
I read these reports every night, and
yeah.
What they're doing in the Dominican Republic, what they're doing all over the world, they got all the back wrench.
And what they're doing right here in this country, I mean, in encouraging people to be in the administration. I went over a copy of the Sunday Worker. That's the only communist paper left in America. And you know who their fair-haired boy is, last Sunday's issue? Wayne Morse. He's their wonderful guy. Can you imagine a member of the United States Senate getting into a position where the commies think he's a great guy on an issue such as Vietnam?
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. And of course, they're in these colleges, you know.
Yeah, I just had a...
We're trying to see what we can do to get some of the American kids, I call the American kids, to counteract this.
That's right. Well,
yeah.
Well, you're doing a good job. God bless you. I'm awful grateful I've got a man like you.
Right.
Goodbye.
Right.